13 days until Christmas, the TV networks are festooned with holiday specials notorious for their near-toxic sugar content. Nonetheless, Dallas Observer critic Robert Wolanski will wait again for yet another rebroadcast of the now classic from CBS in 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Here is one Hebrew for whom A Charlie Brown Christmas remains one of the great pleasures of the holiday season. Dare I say it, far better than a plate of Uncle Phil's latkes. The special and Vince Guaraldi soundtrack especially echo through the house. There are no sugar-coated silent night ballads, no histrionic jingle bell caroling, no nothing, save for the sound of Guaraldi's piano strokes falling like snowflakes, while a bassist and drummer using brushes whisper in the background. It is the perfect Christmas gift, a show that is part Bible lesson, part jazz solo, part psychotherapy. It is endured precisely because it is so slow and contemplative. In an age when most television screams at you to make its point, A Charlie Brown Christmas offers a soft meditation on the fine line between Yuletide cheer and despair.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I always end up feeling depressed.
Initially, CBS executives thought it was too slow, disliked Guaraldi's score, and worried about a scene in which Linus reads from the Bible. The network considered burying it altogether. Imagine a Christmas without Christmas Time Is Here, or Linus's speech about the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The show features a still seditious attack on the commercialism of Christmas, a racket run by a big Eastern syndicate, Lucy explains, leaving Charlie confused and despondent. By its end, Charlie Brown, with Linus's speech still ringing in his ears, sees his faith restored by the very people who have always dismissed him as a blockhead. They turn his twig into a glorious tree, and his frown is, for a moment, rendered the smile of the truly faithful.
What's going on here?
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Charles Schulz, artist, gag writer, philosopher, created his own A Christmas Carol. He may be gone, but the show he wrote with producer Lee Mendelsohn in a mere 3 hours will live forever. It has left indelible footprints in the snow that will never vanish. The Simpsons lifted from it, as did South Park. Saturday Night Live's TV Funhouse creator Robert Smigel once told me he thought A Charlie Brown Christmas was the greatest half-hour American TV has ever produced. And you know I'm serious when I say that, Smigel added, because I'm Jewish. To which this Hebrew would add only, Amen.
Charlie Brown fan Robert Wolanski is a critic for the Dallas Observer. This is music from the special featuring the late Vince Guaraldi on piano.